it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it.
It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Today was pretty indifferent, my feeling on that.
Indifferent?
Yeah.
You like it.
It's true.
It's because it's great.
So the lightning round is now brought to you by Ramsey Waite. Ramsey Waite, all of your leading brands under one roof, such as John Deere, Kawasaki, and more. Friday night on baseball.
Also, this is the Richter scale, not the lightning round.
Oh, yeah, it is. Boy, I messed that one up. 0-1. Friday night baseball had a pair of homers.
Zero in a row.
That broke StatCast. Aaron Judge's home run at Safeco Field almost got hit out of the stadium. HitTrackerOnline.com had it only at 437 feet. He's hit nine homers longer than that, which is unbelievable. And Bryce Harper also broke StatCast against the Diamondbacks, which one had at 467 feet, his longest of the season, clearing the pool in right center onto a walkway at Chase Field where I have stood, literally thinking there is no way a baseball would ever land up here. With these two home runs breaking StatCast in the same day, how sure are you that the baseballs are in fact juiced?
Ooh. Or one of them is juiced.
Are they wound tight or are you just saying they're altered?
There's just something different about them.
Yeah, juiced means altered, right?
Yeah. I'm gonna go 8.5. Something's amiss.
Yeah, something is different about those baseballs. I'm not sure what it is, but there is definitely something different. I'd say like 9.
All right. Some injuries as well over the weekend in baseball. Clayton Kershaw and Steven Strasburg both took the mound and went a combined 4 innings. Strasburg taken out as a precaution and currently unknown if he'll make his next start with forearm tightness. And Kershaw, on the other hand, is going to the DL for the second time in as many years with another back injury. The Nationals have a 12-game lead in the NL East, and the Dodgers are ahead by 10.5 in the West. How worried should these teams be about losing their top pitchers?
Each on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
Well,
kind of average it
with
out,
Strasburg, aren't they kind of used to it?
Yeah.
So with Washington, I'm going to be like, he's a talent. He's a stud. There's a natural concern, but they never do anything in the postseason anyway. It's not his fault, so I'll give it a 5.
Is that about both teams, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say about a 4 for Washington. You know, I'd say about a 6 for Washington. I think they really need Strasburg, so I think they're a little more concerned than the Dodgers are because the Dodgers are in really good shape right now, even without Kershaw. And so Kershaw comes back in September. They're still in good shape for the playoffs, and he'd have like a month to get ready for it. Which,
yeah,
you know, he's terrible in the postseason anyway, so what does it really matter?
They have him 4 to 6 weeks, what you said, gives him a month, which is about 5 starts to prep for the postseason, plus they're in anyway, and they've got a closer unlike Washington. So I'm going to give a 4 to the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'll give like a 2 to the Dodgers. They're fine without him right now.
Interesting. All right. Sunday at the Open, I want you guys specifically to think about the 13th hole. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and Spieth channeled his inner Judge Smales, I never slice, and he sliced one into the deepest, most unkempt grass on earth. And then at that moment, he spends about 30 minutes looking for his ball. What did you think the chances were that Spieth was going to blow yet another major on the back nine on Sunday?
Well, my thing was, I don't trust Kuchar because down the stretch, he never does well in majors. So I'm thinking, punch out, save a bogey, and then regroup. So it was still spectacular and fun to watch. I wasn't that panic-stricken that the tournament was over on 13, so I'll say a 4.
I didn't watch any golf. My answer is the N/A, not applicable.
Not applicable.
Yeah, that's
wow, not available.
Yeah,
hilarious. So, Matt, I guess you might have heard, since you didn't watch, Spieth did win the Open. Shooting
I didn't hear about it, yeah.
A 65 and a 69 on the weekend days, and it's only a PGA championship away from completing the career Grand Slam before he even turns 25. And since his U.S. Open win in 2015, Spieth has 3 top 30 finishes, a top 11, and a top 13 in majors. And this year alone has 6 top 3 finishes, So how back is Jordan Spieth?
He's back. Well, he just won the British Open. That's a really good sign. And he has two more shots at the PGA this year and next year to complete the career slam before 25. And if he does it in 3 weeks, he completes it faster than anybody that's ever played the game. As far as I'm concerned, he had the chip in. He had this one. He's going to be a favorite at Quail Hollow. He's 9.9 back.
Yeah, I'm not sure he ever really left, but, I mean, if you're going to win the Open Championship...
Ah, I see what you did.
That means a 10, right? It doesn't get a heck of a lot bigger than that, so that's a 10.
All right. In the NBA, specifically, Kyrie Irving has a lot of rumors have not slowed down since Friday, saying that he doesn't want to be the number two guy in Cleveland because the number one guy just so happens to be the best player in the NBA over the last 10 years. Apparently, Irving thinks that a year from now, LeBron's going to bolt from Cleveland and Irving would be left with just as terrible of a team as he did in the first 4 years while Irving was in Cleveland and LeBron was in Miami. So of all the rumors as to why Kyrie wants out and how valid they are, and you've got a weekend to think about it, how ridiculous is Irving's request to be traded?
It depends on where he ends up. Because if he ends up on a team with other good players, then it kind of makes sense. But the whole rumor we're hearing is that he wants to be the star of the show himself and not have other good players with him. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I don't understand any sort of lie. And Kyrie's generally a smart guy, with the exception of the flat earth
thing.
Yeah, but that doesn't, basketball wise, he's a genius. That doesn't make any sense at all.
No, I don't understand his concept of leaving where you could, he could actually do both. Play another couple of years. He'll still be 27, can get a max out deal and maybe pick a circumstance where he could be the top gun on a contender. But he's not going anywhere and going to be the top gun on a contender for a couple of years at least. So on the sense scale, I'm going to give it a 2.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 1.
So how ridiculous it is, I guess you guys are 9 and 8.
Yeah, okay. There you go. All better right. Yet. Way to offer the explanation. All right, that's your Richter scale brought to you by Ramsey Waite.